B'tachon for Life, Shir 1231, Sunday, Parshas Bamidbar. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Yeshua. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them the Yeshua that they need, Bekariv, Pesach Shah Yisrael. We are discussing the level of tikva, and we are analyzing the words of the Ramchal in his Drush Be'inyan HaKivoy, and he is discussing where the word tikva comes from, what is the mechanics of tikva, and in general, the mechanics of all levels of B'tachon. And we left off that the Ramchal was talking about the fact that B'tachon, tikva, is B'tachon shel emes, is the true B'tachon. And all other bitachin in hishtadlus that a person does is bitachin of sheker. That means a person has a choice. He could either rely on his hishtadlus, or he can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he relies on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's bitachin shel emes. If not, it's bitachin shel sheker. And we have to understand this because really all of us have a little bit of an element of bitachin shel sheker. Everybody relies on something. We try to rely on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but it's only natural for a human being to subconsciously rely on other things. For example, when something changes in your life, a person, chas v'shalom, loses his job, he gets nervous, which means, basically, even though he's relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also relying on his job. And a person that has complete bitachon and only relies on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will not get phased by whatever changes, because nothing changed. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whether he gives the parnasa through the job or he gives it somewhere else, there's no reason to assume that just because a person lost his job, chas v'shalom, that he won't have parnasa. Or a person lost a client, there's no reason to assume that anything would change. The Rabbeinu Shlom's the kol yachol. The Rabbeinu Shlom has the ability to constantly send parnasa through any means possible, whether we understand it or we don't, like we explained. And therefore, there's no reason to make a fuss. There's no reason to get concerned. So we have to understand what we're trying to internalize over here. We're trying to move away from the subconscious reliance on other things, which means even an individual that has bitachon has these subconscious reliances. It plays out in many situations. A person, chas v'shalom, is in a situation that it feels is dangerous. He feels like he's being attacked. If you have bitachon der Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the reason why you were safe 20 minutes ago is not because you were in a safe area or a safe neighborhood. The reason why you were safe is because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is protecting you. So now also, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will protect you. But subconsciously, even if we're trying to feel bitachon, it's very difficult to really live with it. And that is our goal. The goal of tikva and the goal of higher levels of bitachon is to try to minimize our reliance on all these other things that we rely on, even though we don't even realize it, and maximize our reliance on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which will ultimately give us real menuchas hanefesh, which is what the Chovas HaVavos translates bitachon to mean. Menuchas hanefesh, serenity. A person that strengthens his tikva and Be'ezra Hashem higher levels of bitachon will have constant menuchas hanefesh.